Hello, this is Florian speaking.
Hello, Florian.
Hi, Charles.
Hello, this is Drew.
Hello,
Hi, Drew.
Drew.
How's everyone today?
Fine, and you?
Happy 4th of July, Drew. I had a pretty bad night. I couldn't really sleep, but tonight I'm going with my fiancée, who's American, and we're going to celebrate right in front of the Louvre.
Very good. Will they have fireworks?
No, I think barbecue, something like that, you know.
There you go. Well, that works. That works.
Sounds good.
I didn't see much of an agenda on the wiki.
Yeah, neither did I. Was just
Not that I put
looking a
anything in
bit
there.
through the emails and through some stuff, but not that much of an agenda. But let's see what we can come up with. At least I wanted to repeat the meeting officially that didn't work out last time.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, hello. It's Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hello,
Hi.
Mark.
Howdy, Mark.
Hello. Hi.
Thanks for joining. So at least we're waiting for Italo, I think. He said he will join. Let me quickly check who else voted for this.
Well, while we wait, I'm going to run and get a cup of coffee. I'll be right back.
Yeah, sure. Let's see who we have. I think we had six people here. Okay, let's wait at least for Italo, and then see what he has to share. Someone replying to a lot of emails?
Yeah, sorry, it's me. Yeah.
No problem. I know that sound.
So, who is here so far?
There is Florian, there is Schultz, and there is Drew, who went to fetch a cup of coffee.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shall we start? It's six minutes past six here, and don't know when Italo will join, so if we just jump in directly with the first stuff. Maybe I don't know if you're up to date with regard to the foundation, but just like to take a chance to very briefly sum up where we stand at the moment. Although it's not directly related to marketing, it might be helpful for some future tasks. So basically, we made a large step last week by getting finally the statutes. We had an internal call amongst the German team because they were in German. to discuss some details, and hopefully in this week we will be able to provide them in public, and then also look to have them translated. So the process of finally setting up the legal entity is moving. Hard to say how long it will take. Depends on how cooperative the governments are. But to sum it up, we made big progress by finally having the statutes, and I'm looking forward to finally having a legal entity. Maybe that just is a background information. So the only items on the agenda I see are two, well, administrative ones. One is whether someone here is volunteering to take notes.
Or I'll take notes.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
It's always said to give the burden to always the same people. I was also thinking about, like what the steering committee calls, to distribute it to other folks. They can download the MP3 recording. It's, yeah, a bit of a problem. People demand notes, but it's always the same folks writing notes, so maybe we can find some other solution in the future. I don't know. Let's see. But thanks anyway for doing so. That's great. So the only thing on the agenda for the moment is just a question that came to my mind. That's what we did with the steering committee calls. We, to avoid issues with time finding and those annoying polls, is whether we should try to have them at fixed times instead of voting each month. Like, saying we do it every, I don't know, third Saturday in the month, or, in one month we do it during the week, and another month we do it at the weekend, so people can plan better and we have fixed times and can get rid of that annoying voting. Any thoughts on that?
That might be, I guess it's too early to say whether we made the right choice with the steering committees having those scheduled calls, the fixed time calls, but I think this might actually work. That's just me.
Yeah, I tend to agree on fixed times, too. At least we could try it for a couple of months.
So I'm a little confused. What is this for again?
Normally we do, every month we have a vote asking when do we have time, and usually you have, I don't know, 30, 40 options to vote on, and you have to remind people, please cast your vote, and so on. And what I would like to do with the marketing conference calls is the same that we did with the steering committee conference calls, having for maybe 1 or 2 weeks a vote running on fixed times. That means that every month we will do a call at the same time, like every third Saturday at this and that time, or in 1 month we have it during the week at a fixed time, and in the next month we have it on Saturday, and so on. So we have a large window for voting so people can cast their vote, and then in the subsequent months we don't vote anymore, but we have a fixed time for the next month already.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So then I would simply try sending out such a poll and see how the feedback is. If there is only 3 people replying, it doesn't make much sense. But if we have, let's say, 8, 9 people voting for a time, I would try to do so. And
yeah, I think the fixed time's a good idea, but you're still going to have the problem. We're just missing a lot of people here, you know? I mean, I don't...
Yep.
So I'm not sure that it has anything to do with the times or... Oh, I'm sure it's got something to do with times, but anything to do with the polling. Somehow, somebody needs to reach out to some of these other folks and find out what it is that needs to happen to get them more motivated, I guess.
Yeah. This time it was on a rather short notice, but I think we also had only 4 or 5 people during the last call, so it should not be related to the time frame we informed. And actually, if there is not an interest of having marketing calls, we can drop them, but I think it was a pretty good instrument to work with. Indeed, I'm interested in hearing if people don't have time, or if they find them boring, or why they don't join. So then I will send out an email asking about that, and let's see how that goes. definitely.
Yeah, I mean, that's particularly, you know, I was thinking about this over the weekend because we have this whole idea of a discussion this week about local teams and all that. And I've also had conversations last few months about how to reach out to Hispanic populations in my country, which, so we need to be more multilingual. Well, we're, you know, so how do we get the guys that are in Venezuela and Paraguay onto this phone call? Because obviously a local team has some kind of a heavy side in marketing. So, you know, that's kind of where I was saying we need to reach out to these guys.
Yeah, I think the last time or the time before I also offered that we could have various calls, like for the German team, so everybody can speak in the native language and in their appropriate time zone. But also here the feedback has not been that good or that much. What I could think is that we're still missing, and that goes back what I said a few calls ago, some structure, like having responsible people for translating, for doing marketing in the local groups. And I think this is something of high importance we should work on. Like, I would like to have, if we issue a press release internally in advance, I would like to have people translate it in time and send it out, and somehow I think it's not a lack of interest, but more mostly a lack of coordination. Who is responsible? What should they do? What can they do? Even questions like who is allowed to talk to the press and such. And I think we need to internally communicate better on this on these topics.
Yeah, I agree.
So this is actually still on my agenda. Was like when I said I would like to have something like we had with the Marcans at OpenOffice.org. Maybe not having it, maybe not cloning what we had there, but some responsible people like with a marketing contact or two marketing contacts for Germany, for North America, or however you want to distinct that. But having some local people would be good. And I think we also discussed already on the lists that we, for TDF, it is, speaking about the legal entity of the foundation, it's sufficient if we have only 3, 4, or 5 people. But for product and community, we can have much more people. So, okay. Before I go on, is there anything you would like to add to the agenda you would like to talk about? Otherwise, I would talk a bit about what's coming up, like with the conference and then other things that we might work on.
Florian, I am now also Italo speaking.
Hi, hello, Italo.
Hello, Italo.
Hello.
Howdy. Hi, Italo.
That much, we just agreed that we will try to have fixed times for the marketing calls in the future, and that we need to look on how we can get more people involved.
Yeah.
So do you, Italo, have anything on the agenda?
I've added a few things about the Windows before, about what, but of course it's not, that is not urgent. It's, I can write an email about this kind of stuff, because I think that it's more like we need to get organized about a few things than act on those things tomorrow.
Hmm. Yeah.
So I can speak very quickly about that, but otherwise, I think it's just I will write an email and we can discuss that on the marketing list. It's not a real problem.
Okay, I have nothing urgent either. So if you want to go on, if nobody else has something urgent to talk about, sure, let's go.
So I know this is actually a very small question. It's related to the conference. Who plans to attend this conference in Paris on this call?
Florian does?
Right?
Yes, I do, of course.
I don't feel like. No.
You don't feel like attending?
Well, I didn't say I don't feel like attending. I said I don't see a way that I'm going to be able to get there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I've already committed to be one trip in September, and I just I don't see it happening this year.
Okay. If necessary, there is supposed to be funds to fund the travel of people who who wouldn't make it. I mean, I don't exactly know how this is going to be organized. I still need to figure this out, but...
If you have details on that, I'm happy to help. I, last year with the OCON, coordinated the funding together with Peter, and somewhere there's still a document flying around on what's required and what amount of money we're going to fund, so
okay.
when the time is right for that, I'm happy to help.
Okay.
Well, but the time is getting kind of short. I mean, it's, people need to make plans, so maybe that's an item that needs to be pushed towards the top.
Well, it's true that right now I'm more concerned by, you know, making sure we get the right numbers of proposals for conferences, et cetera, et cetera. I think we'll need to push the deadline back a little bit. So that you know that... You know, we certainly can prepare funds for travel.
Okay, well, thanks for that. Speaking of proposals, I saw we got a couple more from some of the developers, but I'm going to go ahead and send email again today to the developer.
Okay.
Something.
Thank you.
Okay, so Italo, do you want to make a start with your action items?
Okay, so the basic issue is that we need to improve our awareness in the Windows environment because the Windows environment is where we have the largest number of users on one side, and on the other side, we have the largest number of, let's call them low-skilled users or non-technical users. So they are, our download page, for instance, Christian has proposed an improvement, and I think we have to make it easier for the Windows users. They are really used to have only the Windows download available and so on for the majority of their software. So, and they don't see why they should be using Mac or Linux. Linux is something esoteric for them, for most of them. Of course, apart from the press releases and the activity that we do on top of press releases, there are a few things that we can do to improve. And one is to get the magazines, the Windows magazines that have a cover mount CD to include LibreOffice in that cover mount CD. The problem is not a real one. We just have to have a list of these magazines and possibly a list of the editors managing the CD, and then pitching these editors is usually rather easy because they usually want to include good software instead of small utilities, and therefore it should not be a huge problem in having, once we have identified the people, shouldn't be a huge problem to have LibreOffice at least inside a few of these CDs. The problem is, of course, that if you make a research online about cover mount CDs, you don't find that many, and probably the basic exercise I did in Italy to have a list was to go to get physically into a news stand and write the names of the magazines that I had a CD enclosed. Then, of course, once you have the name of the magazines, it's easier to find about these magazines online and build a list of the editors. So this is something that we can do, each of us can do for his own geography, and then we can build a list, share the list. It's nothing secret if we share the list and try to do this exercise. Another one is to have a list of the magazines, of always the Windows magazines that are reviewing software. I have a few of them also in the United States, but of course it's difficult to have an updated list. I've done a little bit of research when I have been in Chicago, so I've updated that a little bit, but we should have a better and more updated list for each country. And often the online review editors are not the same that run reviews on paper. So we should ideally have both names, both the online review editors and the offline review editors. Then another task that we can have, and we should think a little bit more about what can convince a Windows user to switch to LibreOffice, given that most Windows users, once they have a software installed on their hard disk, if they are not power users, they go with that software for 10 years without updating it. So LibreOffice 3.4.2 will hopefully have the automatic update feature, which means that the software will tell the user that there is an update for the software. I know that developers are working on this, and so this should make it easier for the Windows user that have the latest version installed to see the updates, but it's not solving the problem for the Windows users that are not using the latest version. So we should try to identify a few messages that that convince users to make the switch from OpenOffice, if they have OpenOffice, or from Microsoft Office, if they have Microsoft Office. It's not something that we have to do tomorrow. I think that my idea is to have a couple. Maybe we can put together a wiki page for each one and add to the wiki page as soon as we have more information, and use the wiki page as a basis for our work. Of course, one problem with the wiki page could be that we cannot share on the wiki page the information for the contacts, because there are privacy concerns about that. So we can have the names, but not the emails, because the emails are considered to be as personal information, and I wouldn't like to see them listed on a wiki page, emails of journalists. Some of them would not be willing to have their email on a public wiki page. But of course we can have the name of the journalist and maybe share a document on a private list, or share a document as an attachment between the different people that have contributed to the list of the names. Is just, I think, an exercise that we have to do, and I can start the wiki pages if you want. I have the information, of course, for my country, which is a very small one, and I would say negligible in terms of international coverage. But it's something that it's, let's say, it's a starting point. So I think that we need to do something to improve the awareness in the Windows market. And any other idea is welcome, of course, because this is the area where we will face more, we will have to do more efforts. We will not face problems, we will have to do more efforts to get there. It's finished on my side.
Alan, can I just add a little something to that?
Of course.
Just to let you know, we're working on that, moving the disk project did with Tim up to the CMS server. And
yes.
it's not there today, but one of the things that's already on place on Tim's server is we have a Windows-only version of the disk. And so I'll be moving that up, I don't know, towards the end of the week. I just want to finish the first move over the next couple of days. But so we certainly have the ability to produce a disk that is specifically to Windows, so it only has the add-ons that are Windows add-ons, and it just carries the Windows software. So we can help you that way. The other thing too is I know when we talk about to going out to events, we all like to go to Linux festivals and whatnot, but there's also a lot of just standard educational conferences and other places where we would find more of the Windows users. And when we talk about the Windows users, we need to get people to those events that are spreading the word, because that's part of how we're gonna get those guys, I think. That's it.
Yeah, of course. Drew, when the disk is ready and published and moved, so the let's say the situation is final, do you think that we can make an announcement mostly targeted to U.S.?
Well, we could. I mean, but the other thing, I really, I've said it a number of times on the different lists. I want to immediately start working on the international English version and not just the North American version. It was what it was, and we'll keep that. But yeah, I think we'll probably have the NA version done first, but then it's pretty straightforward to move it and just rebrand it with a new cover and whatnot, so that it's just a TDF English version. But certainly we'd want to announce both.
Yeah, I think that we should be. Let's say that on the Windows area, we should be quite aggressive in announcing things, because we need to show that the software is moving. It's the Windows market is really a different market. If you look at the announcements, for instance, from antivirus software companies, they announce things that are trivial. The fact that they have updated virus definitions, and this is an announcement, so it's something that should never be announced, because it's logical. But this is how the market is working. Unfortunately, the users are almost everywhere, because more than 90% of PC users in general, or let's say around 90% of PC users, are using Windows. So people to get to that environment are really trying to be very aggressive, and I think that we should be not as aggressive as they are, as the other companies are, but try to be a little bit more aggressive than we have been in announcing. So far, we have announced only real releases and so on. We didn't announce betas and just basic availability. But I think that for Windows, we have to make up our minds a little bit and see if it works. Of course, if it doesn't work, it's just useless to spam editors. But if it works a little bit, I think that we should do something more.
Well, can I ask you, how would we know if it's working?
It's you know, it's first you see an increase in downloads, and you see an increase in pickups by editors. If you look at the moment, the number of articles that we get, we are quite established on several news websites, and every now and then you get out on a Windows website outside, let's say outside the core followers of the TDF. If it's working, I think that we see more and more pickups just because, you know, there is a funny consequence of being more aggressive, is that the more people talk about you, the more people think that it is a good thing to do to talk about you. You know, we can call this as the Apple effect. If you, you know, Apple is hype and is sexy. So when Apple does something, the number of journalists covering it is incredibly high because covering Apple shows that you are up to date, and we should get, of course it's difficult to get to that same point, but we should get to the point where covering LibreOffice shows that you are up to date with news announcements. Of course it's not a scientific metrics, I know. But unfortunately, in marketing and PR, scientific metrics do not exist.
Well, can I just ask you another question? And this is kind of twisting the conversation just a little bit, but it's, I guess, on subject. I'm seeing a lot of stuff now talking about the Mac. Developers are on the Mac. Apparently, we are getting a little bit of a Mac focus. Are you sure? Or I shouldn't put it that way, but what's your thoughts on, instead of trying to get numbers on the Windows side, but trying to instead get penetration numbers on the Mac side? Because I'd say on the Linux side, I mean, you know, we're the dominant player of the future. 6 months from now, I bet you we'll be the dominant player on the Linux desktop. But the Mac, that's a whole different, that's a smaller number of journalists, it's a tighter community. You know, if we focused first on the Mac, would we maybe get better headway in penetration there as opposed to the first year or this next year focusing on Windows? I just toss that out for see how you think about that.
I don't think that Mac is an alternative. I mean, we have to pursue Mac as well. On a Mac, I see a few small issues. They're not big ones, a few small issues. On a Mac, you have NeoOffice, which is very well established. And it's, let's say, it's a genuine Mac community product. While LibreOffice is not specifically a Mac community product, NeoOffice is a genuine Mac community product. And a few, you know, the Mac loyal guys feel that they have to give a premium to Patrick Luby and Ed Petterlin, who are the two developers of NeoOffice. In addition, there is a still the Mac version of LibreOffice is not perfect, especially in font visualization or rasterization. There are, it's not big issues, but small ones. Anyway, I'm not telling that we don't have to push to Mac. It's easier on a side because the number of journalists following Mac is lower. There is a higher number of bloggers, but a lower number of journalists. We can do both. I mean, we can do Windows and Mac at the same time. It's of course, Mac is as important. Mac is growing faster than Windows, which probably is not growing now. But Windows is where, unfortunately, where corporations are. And if we want to make a dent into the corporate world, we have to look at the Windows market, because neither Mac nor Linux are the desktop, the corporate desktop of choice. Although there are a few corporations that leave their employees free to choose a Macintosh, but they are a limited number. So usually corporations give you a Windows box, and you are not even the administrator of that box. So it's a long, Windows, unfortunately, is a long way to go, but we have to be there.
But I understand.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think what you said before with the Windows build at large is there are several aspects to it, and I also when you mentioned it, wanted to raise the topic of the DVD that we have that could be of great help, because it's available in a variety of languages, and at least speaking for Germany, I know that it's pretty well accepted. And then I think lots of the topics that you raised go down to the issue of organization, like the question, where can we host contact data and responsible persons, where can we host journalist data, how can we coordinate ourselves, and who is, so to say, wearing the hat on doing several aspects. So I think we can do many efforts in parallel, like finding out which solution for gathering data for a limited amount of people. Like I wouldn't feel too comfortable with sharing all the journalist data in a public wiki. It's of course it's a bit hard to make a clear distinction here. But looking that we have a lot of competitors and lots of people trying to counter-market our efforts, I would like to avoid of having those valuable resources in a public wiki. But we need to find a solution of having the right target group getting access to it. So that's the technical or infrastructure side to it. And in parallel, it goes down to what I said at the beginning of this call, that we need to define responsibilities and processes, if you want to say it that way. So we have a few people per country or language region or whatever being in charge on working on specific topics and getting the right information at hand. I think this would greatly help also fostering such efforts. Like if we say we have a few people in Italy, a few in Germany, a few in the US, a few in France, and so on, and one of our marketing objectives for the next month will be the Windows version, we have a platform where this trusted circle can share information and can share journalist data. And the task would be in each country to identify the main targets and approaching them. And we have DVD at hand that they could use and so on. I think this all somehow depends on this topic to me.
Sounds reasonable.
Sorry?
I said it sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
And we will certainly try to get the DVD together, and plus the one that the German team already has. We can build those things pretty quickly, it looks like. And we've got people in all those countries, so yeah, you're right. It's just coordination at this point.
Yeah. I will try to push forward that topic. I know I said it already about 2 months ago. But some things came in between, but I'm trying to push it forward. We had already some discussion, and I tried to maybe put it into a wiki page or something like that, so people can comment and we can set up a, yeah, let's just, because it's known to us, call it Marken Network. It can have a different name later on, but just so we know what we're talking about, something like that is what I would like to have in the end.
Is this a good spot to change subjects and ask you another question?
Yeah, it would be okay for me. Sure.
This has to do with funding and with this coming September's Ohio Linux Fest and the idea of running in parallel, kind of, with a hackfest, like what you're putting together in Munich. And the same question had come up in my mind the last couple of days, which was, I need to contact the guys in Ohio, and they haven't said anything about the cost of a room. I think they're going to cover it, or at least that's where we left it. I didn't say anything. Anyway, I have the names of a couple of people here that I've now met a few times that are probably the correct contact for some corporations, one of which it has already said publicly they're a supporter of the Document Foundation in a big way. And the other one is, I guess, neutral. So how do I go? I've never actually approached somebody to try to sponsor something. And I guess I'm looking for, I don't know what I'm looking for. I mean, how would I do that with the way we're structured right now?
So I think this goes down to how donations would be possible, or which would be the entity that supported. So I think it's best is for details on that to ping Sophie. We are an affiliated, I think it's called affiliated project of SPI, and SPI is, I think, accredited as non-commercial and charitable in the U.S., and they
yes, although there's a problem with SPI right now, because they're still, they list us on the front page, but if you, and I just checked this last night, if you go to the actual donation page, we're not listed yet. So I was going to send off an email today to the list, and one of us, I don't know if they're just waiting on the foundation to be final or what, but we're still not on the actual, you cannot designate LibreOffice or Document Foundation yet.
Oh, okay. I thought that should have happened already, because to my understanding, it should be totally independent from the foundation's legal entity. The best would be indeed to directly ping Sophie. She's the point of contact for, or the gateway between the steering committee and SPI. So best is to ping her and tell her about the missing listing and ask her on how to proceed if that's possible. We can, in theory, also take donations from the German Foundation, but things get complicated because it's a German association that's not for profit. It's really complicated to spend money to foreign countries that relates to taxes. So if we can route the money through SPI, that would be better, I think.
Okay, I'll ping Sophie directly, and we have a couple of people on the U.S. mailing list that are actually members, voting members of the SPI.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, just by the way.
Okay. That would be, I think, the ideal way of dealing with that. That's how it should work. I don't have much insight on how it works with the SPI, but it's probably the easiest solution, because if we go to the German association, it will just make things, in this case, really complicated due to the tax law in Germany.
Mark, you can put that down as an action item for me to follow up on what's going on with SPI, with Sophie.
Okay. Is there a link for that, too, on our website or on the wiki?
I couldn't find one.
For SPI, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if in the wiki, but if you go to the still existing challenge website, challengedocumentfoundation.org, on the donations page, there is some explanation of SPI and a link to, I think, one or two pages on their site that mentions LibreOffice and how you can donate to it.
Good.
Okay.
That's how it will work. Okay. So I will try to push forward that marketing network topic and all the goals with it, and we can discuss it on the list. We have about 10 minutes left. Is there anything else any one of you would like to add? Okay.
There is one small item is we should maybe keep a close eye on the Spanish mail list. There's no action at all going there at all. It's pretty well dead. I just wonder where all the Spanish members are.
Okay. Thanks for letting us know, yeah.
I think they're the second or third largest language groups in the world, so we need to keep a close eye on it. There's virtually no discussions going on the Spanish mailing list.
Okay.
Which Spanish mailing list are you referring to, Mark? Is this like the main Spanish mailing list, right?
Yes, it's the main Spanish list.
And do they have like a users list decided, or is there only one?
They have a user, a discuss, and a marketing list.
And all the three are desert?
I'm on the... Oh, go ahead, Drew.
No, I was just saying I thought they were active, but I'm going to look now, too.
Okay. I mean, it's no secret that there have been issues within the Spanish community, but my latest status was that those have been sorted out, and they were migrating from their own mailing lists to the LibreOffice-hosted ones, and I thought everything was all right, but I must confess that I didn't follow their mails closely. Yeah.
So it's desert.
Hmm?
So it's desert.
So what I would like to use the next minute of the call, if there is no other topic, is to sum up what's coming up in terms of events, just so we're a bit on the same page here. Any other proposals?
I guess, Florian, I guess just to let you know, I've got a request. I put some email up about a request to connect the PDF log into the Open Source for America blog system, but that's just for tags. But they're looking for anything that we have on governmental use of ODF specifically, but governmental use of LibreOffice falls in that category too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think Brazil and France might do the trick then.
Yeah, I'm going to get details this week from Ian, who put the infrastructure up over there, exactly how we tag a blog post so that they will pick it up. And as soon as I get that, I'll pass that off to everybody that needs to know. And then we've got an open invitation to write some articles for opensource.com. I had a chance to talk with one of the gals at Red Hat that does the editing there. And they would like me to do an article just kind of about what we're doing in the U.S. and the upcoming Linux Festival, and hopefully if we have Hackfest. And then I thought also to invite people to help with QA. But they're open for other articles beyond that. So anybody that wants to jump in, you know.
Go ahead, Drew. I think this is the opensource.com article is a very interesting opportunity, and opensource.com is actually has a big audience, a far-reaching one.
Yeah, and they're very, very receptive. I mean, they're very receptive. They're very interested in what's going on with LibreOffice. So I met them in South Carolina, and they came to me to ask. So they definitely want some articles.
Okay.
Sounds good, definitely. So in terms of events, I think the main one that we also should all take care of marketing and promoting is, of course, the LibreOffice conference. Charles might be able to add much more to what I will say, but from what I know, it looks very good in terms of sponsors. We have started a call for papers a few weeks ago already, I think, and we have a committee or a jury for the papers. In terms of send-in papers, we do not have that many yet, but I think it's quite normal. If I recall, the time at OpenOffice.org was too similar, that on the last 2 or 3 days, people were sending in lots of papers, so nothing to be worried about that. I think the deadline ends at July the 22nd, as far as I recall.
Absolutely, yes.
And what we definitely want to do, and I think Italo and myself and maybe others will follow up on the topic, is to have a marketing workshop, maybe even on 2 days. If I recall what we had in Budapest, we had one afternoon, and in the end everybody was quite exhausted, and then we discussed a lot of ideas on the fly on the next day, so maybe having 2 shorter workshops might be helpful to meet the people, to discuss a few topics, to get to know each other, something like that. But I guess we can follow up on that later on. A real meeting and get to know each other workshop, besides all other marketing talks that might be hosted at the LibreOffice conference. So so far for that, and we're at the moment, I think, Charles, you're gradually improving the conference website, and we're also looking into adding a banner on our websites within the next days to raise awareness for the conference. That's pretty much the main event that's going on in the next time. And
if I may just add something, Florian, we should also be thinking about adding a registration process.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, I saw that you did that, some email on that, and Christian had come back. Do we have just like a short set of requirements, what we want on the registration form?
So basically, I think that what's the goal of registering people? I think that we have to start with the basics here. So the goal of registering people is essentially twofold. The first is to assess who's going to or who's seriously planning to join. The second one is that, although I can imagine that for this we will have different registration process, it is to actually guess who exactly will attend the social events on the evenings of the LibreOffice conference. Just to recall, the initial plan might change, but it's pretty solid and stable for the moment, is that basically on the 12th of October, we'll have a day off, which means the facilities are going to be open, but do not expect, it's designed to have people, arrive. They can get some information, they can go to the hotels, and then around 5 or 6 p.m., will have a cocktail. The cocktail is done at a specific location. It's offered by one of the Paris competitivity clusters. So it will be a cocktail. And we want to know how many people will actually join that specific event. Then on the evening of the 13th, so after the very big first day, we will have a major evening. We'll have a major party at the Paris region headquarters. Expect announcements, cheering. We'll try to get the president of the region there. Just to, for your information, Paris region is like a state, in the United States. And Paris region is 12 million inhabitants. So it's pretty major, at least for France. And, so that will be a big party, and we want to know who is going to go there. We might have to actually have some sort of second... second source of registrations, either on La Cantine's website or on Facebook or on Google Plus, what have you. And then after that, on the night of the 14th, I understand there should be a much more relaxed party, but there will be a party nonetheless offered by a company. So, just for this, we sort of want to track not so much what people will want to do, but we want to track what, how many people will sort of expect to these specific events.
Right. Okay. Well, I was just going to say, I'll be dinking around on Silver Stripe a lot this week, but round about Wednesday or Thursday, if Christian hasn't started, I can try working out a form and see if I can come up with something for you.
Okay, thank you.
Just a quick question on that. Do you do we want to have a small registration fee like we had last year? It was not to cover any real costs, but rather to avoid people registering and then only half the people showing up, so about 5 or 10 euros or dollars.
It is being contemplated.
Okay.
Well, basically, I'm having a meeting on Wednesday with a local organization, so we'll be talking about that as well.
Okay. I would keep it really small, and then for those who cannot afford it, we can also let them in for free, but basically, it's important for us to know. I recall 1 hour Comber, really just half the people showed up because everyone registered, but then they, of course, did not say they're not coming or they just registered out of fun. And we should a bit avoid that in order to not run into too high costs on our own. Okay, so it's 1 hour has passed.
I have to go, folks, actually. I have to leave. There's a 4th of July celebration coming up.
Ah, yeah, sure. Sure. There's nothing more on the agenda. So in that case, yeah, thanks everyone for joining. And let's try to get some more people in next time. And then enjoy your 4th of July, everyone.
Okay.
Take care.
Everybody,
okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.